Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zevachim Daf Mem Dalid. Just before we start the sugi of Daf Mem Dalid, we just want to be mashlim one point in the previous sugi on Daf Mem Gimel on the base. In the sugi of Pokapi Guloi, the Gemara Mem Gimel on the base brings down a aloche from Rabbi Yitzchok or Rabbi Yochanan, which tells us that Pigul, Noiso, and Tomei, Shehelon, Legabe Mizbeach, is also Poka Piguloi, Poka the Isramien. And the Gemara explains that even though Mikveh is not Mikveh, the Mizbeach is not Mikveh Tyrus, says Ebzeria, we're talking about Moshlo Behema Oir. You see in this Gemara, that just like Ula, on Mem Gimel Amad Aleph says, as Alocha Poka Piguloi, when you male a koimetz, you take up a koimetz onto the Mizbeach, there's Alocha Poka Piguloi, so too, by the Issa of Noisor and the Issa of Tomei, also by them, there's Alocha Poka Issamien. If it's Moshlo Behen Ho'ur, then it's Poka, the Issa of Noisor and the Issa of Tomei. There's a very famous question he asked, which is a very, nafgemina in the Havona of this din, that is a Poka, the Issa of Noisor and Tomei, just like there's a din of Poka Piguloi. This question is asked by many Achrinim, over here in our Gemara in Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and so too in the Gemara in Krisis Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph, that L'chir, the Gemara in Krisis Yudalid Amud Aleph, is a mefurish steerer to this halacha from Rebbe Yitzchok or Rebbe Yochanan. The Achrinim, the Tzvin Kodshim, the Choy Knosson over here, the Karinoyer, so too Rebbe Kiveiger in Krisis Yudalid Amud Aleph, and the Orchanane over there in Krisis, they all ask that the Gemara over there in Krisis is discussing the halacha of having one chelik, one kezayis of a korban, which has many different isurim. If you eat this kezayis, there's a different isurim which is going to be chal on the person, chomish chatois, the osham echod, and the Gemara looks for cases that you'll be able to add on more isurim onto this korban. And says the Gemara, l'chirya, you can have a case where the korban should be chayiv. If you eat it, if it's a korban of pigul, you're going to be chayiv. If you eat it, you're going to be chayiv koris, and b'shegig, you have to be in chatos. If you eat this korban, a kezayis of pigul, says the Gemara that the one of the ashom, one of the chatois over there is noisar, and if the korban is pigul, then noisar is not going to be chal. Once the korban becomes a pigul, then there's no noisar. Mamela says the Gemara, it's not possible to have a kezayis of one korban, which is going to be bein pigul and bein noisar. And since we've already said that the korban is going to be chayiv noisar, there's no case if it's going to be pigul that it should be chayiv noisar. Says the Gemara, why is it not possible? You could be male the eva on the mizbeach, and there should be poka piguloi. Says the Gemara that if it's poka piguloi, then mamela there's no pigul anymore, and it's only going to be noisa. Mamela mamon of shach, we don't have a yichatimtza, we don't have a case where you could be chayiv both for the issa of pigul and also for the issa of noisa, because if the korban is not nikrav on the mizbeach. Then it's still going to be Issa Pigul, and if there was already a Krova on this Chilek of the Korban, then it's Poka Piguloi, and it's only going to be a Issa of Noisar. Mamela, it's either Pigul or Noisar, but you'll never have Pigul and Noisar together. This is what Mavur in the Gemara increases Yudalad Amad Aleph. So ask all these Achrinim, that L'chir, the Gemara over there says, that if you're going to be Male, the Eva on the Mizbeach, there's going to be Alocha or Poka Piguloi. And says the Gemara, it's not going to be a Issa of Pigul, there'll only be a Issa of Noisar. Ask the Achrinim L'chirya, the Mufush in our Gemara, that once there's a din of Haloah on the Mizbeach, that it's Poka the Pigul, there's also Halocha that it's Poka the Issa Noisar. Memela, why does the Gemara over there say that the Pigul is going to go away, but the Noisar is going to stay, there's going to be Issa Noisar? L'chirya, according to the Yesod of our Gemara, it's not going to be Pigul and also not Noisar, because Meshilas Ha'ori works that it's Hafkor, not just from the Issa Pigul, also from the Issa Noisar. And L'chirya, from there in the Gemara's Mavua, that the Issa Noisar does not go away from a Korban which became Lachon Hashem Mizbeach, and it's a Neged, the Yesod of Rebbe Yitzchok or Rebbe Yochanan in our Sugya. Answers the Tzvin Kodshim and the Ponim Yiris in our sugya, they say that it seems to be the Gemara holds that even though there's one halacha or poka piguloi and so too poka noiso and tome, but there's different times when this takes place. The din of poka piguloi, says the Tzvin Kodshim, maybe is already right at the beginning. From the beginning of the aktorah, moshlo ha'oi b'miktsosoi, is already poka piguloi. Masha'in Kane, the din of Poka, the Issa Noisar, maybe this is only at the end, only by Meshilas or Beruboy, then there's a din that it's not anymore Noisar. Memela, the Gemara increases, could be talking about a case where the Eva was Helo al Gabi Amizbeach, and it was Moshlo Ha'or Bamiktsosai, which is enough to be Mafkia, the din of Pigel, but it's not enough to be Mafkia, the Issa of Noisar, which needs a bigger actor of Meshilas or Beruboy. And he explains, Misvara, why should we say that the din of pigel should go away earlier? Because Ulla says that we need already actor Amiratzi straight away. In Achir Mevi Lidevi Pigel, who adds Meloi Kolshakein, and the Gemara explains, in Meinu Miskabel, Heich Mevi Achir Medei Pigel, Memela, we need the pigel to go away straight away. Mashinkin, this is a Noisar, this is a din, that the halor of Lachmish Amizbeach creates Afkov, this a noisa, this is maybe only later on, by Meshila Sahori Beruboy. And Mamela, we have a chatimtza, we have a case where the pigle should go away, but the noisa should stay on the korban. The Chiknoson says this is very shver, it's not mashma in Toysvis later, before him, daf men beis on the base, is mashma that the din is both at the same time, and there's not a locha or pigle that should be ready to be chalba miktsosa, to be mafkia the pigle. So too, Reb Chaim Moise, in Chelek Beis, Simchavov in Achiezer, he says that we mentioned already earlier in Daf Mem Gimel that the Rambam in Pegut Ches Psuna Mikdoshim Alocha Chof Aleph, he says Mefurish that the Alocha of Afkos Pigel Legab the Issa Achilo, which the Gemara is discussing over there, increases, is only by Meshilas Ori Beruboy. Memela, this is not taking place by Meshilas Ori Bemiktsosei, allowing a time when the Afkor of Pigel should be, but not the Afkor of Noiso. And Memela ask the Chiknosan and the Chaim Moise that the Kasha is still Shver, that how do we have a case where the Pigel should go away and not the Noiso? See, many Achronim, the Karen Oira, the Tarius Akkudesh, the Makur Chaim increases Yudalad on Madalev, so to Reb Chaim Moise, which we said in Chili Beis, in Chavov, they all say a very Yesodis Tiganakuda over here in understanding the Hafkor of the Issa Noisa. They say that even though it's Mavu in the Gemara by us, that when it's Moshlo Boyo'ur and the behemoth, the Korban, is Noisar, then the din of Moshlo Boyo'ur is enough to be Mafkia the Issa Noisar. This is only talking about a case where the behemoth has already become Noisar. And there's already an Issa Noisar on the behemoth, on this Chilik of the Korban, and if you'll eat it, you'll be Chayiv Koris. On that, the Gemara says that if you take and male this behemoth onto the Mizbeach, and it's chal a Meshilas Ha'or, then it becomes a Lachmu Yishal Mizbeach enough to be Mafkia the Issa Noisa. But the Gemara over there increases is not discussing a behemoth which is already Noisa. The Gemara over there is discussing a behemoth which just now became Pigel, and says the Gemara that if it's Pigel, then the Noisa cannot be chal. Says the Gemara that if you're going to take it onto the Mizbeach, then it'll be a Poka Piguloi. And later on, the Noisar is going to be Chal. Say the Achrinim, these Achrinim, they explain that the Afkor of Noisar is only Afkor on something the Noisar which already be Chal. But the Din of Meshilas Ha'ori, which makes a Lachmish on Mizbeach, is not going to help allowing that later on, when it's finished the time of the Achille, and the Behemoth become Noisar, that this Chalois Noisar later on should not be Chal on the Korban. The din hafkor is only to be mafkia already issa noisa, which is already on the behema. But it still will not be enough not to allow the issa noisa to be chal on the behema. And memela, this is what the Gemara increases in Mavur, that the pigle goes away, but the noisa can still be chal. A chidush, that the din of lachmish al mizbeach and yehudu yalu is only to be mafkia already issa noisa, which is here, but it's not enough to go and stop a issa noisa later to be chal on the behema. But Behemoth Rebbe Kveig over there in Krisus, Yudala Numan Aleph, he was already Miramis, he already hints to such a kind, to suggest such a kind of Mahalach to answer this question, and he says, Tochuk Loima, that it's a doichik to say that the din of Lachmu Yishal Mizbeach should not help, that the Noisar shouldn't be able to be Chal later on, and he blagged Batzorichin on this question. The Oruch Lene over there in Krisus explains even more, and he says that since we find that this Halocha Meshilas Ha'or, which creates a Lachmu Yishal Mizbeach, that is a Yehudu Yalu, even if it goes off the Mizbeach, it's enough to be Mechayev us to take it back onto the Mizbeach, because the Behemah, this Chelik of the Korban, became Lachmish on Mizbeach, then L'chaya, this same reasoning should apply and tell us that the Noisa later on should not be able to be Chal on a Chelik, which is Lachmish on Mizbeach. Just like we find the Aloch of Yehudu Yalu tells us that it should go back up so too the Issa Noiso shall not be able to be chal on any chalik which has already a halacha of halachmon shal mizbeach. Memele says the Chinaneh, l'choyer, the din of hafkor, of the Issa Noiso, is not just from a Noiso which is already chal, but it's also going to help mikanu la'abo, that the Noiso is not going to be able to be chal on anything which already had a Meshila Sa'or. Memele, this korban is not going to be able to become a Noiso. So too, Rabban Kotler, Mishlo Zabarin, Simin Yudale, Doizayin, is also very marich with Kamarayis, that this halacha of Afkor is also benegea mikanu la'abo, that any korban which has already gone up and is Meshila Sa'or and became lachmo shel mizbeach cannot become noiso anymore, since it's a lachmo shel mizbeach, and mamela is going to be halacha of Yehudu Yalu, and there's also going to be halacha if you eat it, you're not going to be chayev ve'isa noiso. And mamela, they ask a steer from the Gemara increases, which is mavua, that the pigle goes away, but the noiso is still going to be able to be chal. The Orchene over there is very marich to explain that this din of Rabbi Yitzchok or Rabbi Yochanan is b'emes chilek. He argues on the halacha of ula or poka piguloi, and the Gemara over there increases is going with shittas ula, and it's not like the shitta of Rabbi Yitzchok or Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the halacha of afkor is not just by pigle, but also by noiso and tome. So al kaponim, we discussed a few mahalchim to go and be miyashiv this halacha which we find in our sugya, that there's afkor of the Issa, noiso and tome, from the Gemara increases, which is mashma, that the noiso can still be chal on the korban, either because it's two different times, the pigle goes away at the beginning, the noiso only goes away at the end, or a yesoid, that the afkor is only from a noiso which is already chal on the korban, but it's not going to help for a Issa noiso to be chal later. Or there's b'emes a machloikas, and the Gemara over there is only going like shittas ula, and he argues on the din of Rabbi Yitzchok or Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there's afkor even of the Issa Noiso and Tomei also. Mashenkin ula holds the Issa is only afkor on afkor as pigle and not on any other Yisurim. This is a discussion, the Ktzorah, on these shittas, how to answer the Gemara increases from our Gemara. Moving further on to the Gemara, Daf Mem Daled Omed Aleph, the Gemara discusses the halacha of the Mishnah, that koldovo sheyesh lo matirin chayovin olo mishum pigul, but something which doesn't have any matirin is not chayiv mishum pigul. And the Gemara explains that the halacha is dum yed shlomim. We have to learn out of shlomim. The whole parsha of pigul is said by parsha by the korban shlomim. Memela, it's only chal on a dovo sheyesh lo matirin. Masha'inkin a chelik in the korban which is ein lo matirin does not have a parsha of pigle. Tosfos in the Vamaschil Elo brings down the Gemara earlier in the Chof Chesom at base. The Gemara over there makes many drushes in the halacha of Shlomim, and one of the drushes is over there that you need to have the korban has to have matirim venitorin. The Gemara over there says mashlomim mefaglim umispaglin. So too every other korban which has pigle has to be mefaglin umispaglin. Rashi over there explains that the kavona of the Gemara, that it has to be mefaglin or mispaglin, means our halacha of the Mishnah, that has to be chalokim of the korban, which are matirin, venitorin. Only then, there's going to be a chalois of pigul. Masha'inkein, a chelik of the korban, which is only matirin, there's not going to be any chivas chorus and chivas pigul, because it's not dumya dishlomim. We learn out from Zevach, the Gemara's makish, Zevach to the Boso, it says Ubsar Zevach Shlomim. From here we learn out that it has to be a korban sheishloi matirin venitorin. Now asks Tosfos by us on Rashi, who says that Rav over there is a new drosha from Ubsar Zevach Shlomov, that there's a hekesh between the Zevach and the Boso. L'chir, there's no necessity for another drosha. The Gemara by us already learns out from the Pasuk, there has to be Dumi Yedishlomim, and there's no need to make another drosha in Chof Chesom et Beis to tell us this halacha of Matirin Venitorin. Memele says Tosfos, the Gemara over there does not mean to be makish, make a new drosha. It's the Gemara is referring to the halacha which is mentioned in our Gemara from this drosha to be make it Dumi Yedishlomim, but there's no new drosha, not like Rashi says on Chof Chesom et Beis. Now says in the Sefer Oil Moshe from Reb Lozer Moshe Horvitz, he explains to Mimiyashiv Shitas Rashi, Alpia Yisoydistiga Nukuda, which we already discussed earlier in the Mishnah Membeis Amid Beis. Over there we said that the Mishnah, which says this halacha that Dovo She'ein Lo Imatirin does not have any dim pigle, Rashi over there says that the Koimetz, and so to the Dam, they don't have any chorus if you're going to eat the koimetz of the dam, ein chayovin koyes al achilosoi mishum pigul. As mashman Rashi, that even though there's no chivas koyes, but there's still a psul of pigul, there's a psul of psulei amikdoshim, the korban is posel. And over there, the achrinim explained, the kainoya and others, they explained that even though we find in Tosfos, Chav Gimel Amud Beis says that anything which doesn't have any materian or nitorian does not become possible at all, like a minchas koyanim and a minchas koyim moshiach, but this is only by a korban which doesn't have any chalokim of materian and nitorian. Everything is a matir. The whole korban is kula kolil lemizbeach. Over there, it's nismayit, it's a total mute, that is not even in the chiva as koyis, there's also not any psul in the korban, there's no psul pigul. Mashainke in the koimitz and the dam, which belonged to the korban, which the korban did become pigul, even though there's no chivas koyis on the koimitz, but there's still going to be a psul of pigul, because it belongs to a korban, which is pigul, and therefore if you eat the koimitz, it's going to be a psul of pigul. Mamela explains the Blaz of Moshe, that we can say that in Shittas Rashi, there's be'emes two separate drushes, and there's two separate halachas of here going on, in this halacha of the Mishnah, of Dovor She'in Lo'i Matirin, Ein Chayov V'Nolam Shum Pigul. The Gemara earlier in Chof Chesomet Beis learns out from the Al-Hekish of Mipsa Zevach Shlomov that we need to have the Parsha of Pigul only by a kind of korban which has in it two chalokim. It has in it chalokim of Mefaglim and Mispaglim, Matirin V'Nitorin. This is the kind of korban which has Pigul. Memela, a korban which has chalokim which are Nitorin, the korban goes into the parsha of pigul just like a shlomim. Mashainke in a korban which is kula kolil does not have any chalokim of it which is nitorin, is not dumya de shlomim, and memela is not included in the parsha of pigul at all. And memela a minchas nesochim and so to a minchas koyim moshiach, these korbanos which are kula kolil, there's no chilek of it which are nitorin, they don't even have a psul of pigul. And Mamela, this is why Rashi holds, and like Tosfos says in Chof Gimel Amud Beis, that these korbanos on nismayit totally, because they did not dumya dishlomim in the kind of korban which has mefaglim umispaglim. This is the drosha which Gemara says earlier in Chof Ches Amud Beis. Our drosha over here in Mem Daled Amud Aleph is a new halacha. It's a halacha that even if the korban itself does have pigul, it's nichlal, it's included in the parsha of pigul, because the korban is dumya d'shlomim, because the korban itself is a normal korban which has chalokim which are matirin v'nitorin. Memela, you can't be memayit this korban from b'sar zevach shlomov, but still we learn out from this pasuk over here that dumya d'shlomim, the chalois of pigul which is chal on the basar enough to be mechayiv the person koreis, is going to be only on the chilek hanitorin, but not on the chilek hamati. The matir itself is not going to be chayiv koreis if you eat it, even though it belongs to a korban which is posel, which is included in the parsha of pigul, and mamela the koimetz and the dam of this korban also has a parsha of pigul enough to become posel, but there's not going to be a chivas koreis, because the miut of here is telling us that the chalois of koreis of pigul is only chal on the chilek hanitorin, but not on the chilek hamati, which is a new drasha in the Gemara over here, Mem Daled Amud Aleph. And Memela says the Blaz of Moshe, this is Rashi Shitta, that Be'emes is two separate Joshes. The Gemara in Chof Ches Amud Beis is discussing which kind of korban is chal included in the parsha of pigul, and the Gemara by us is discussing which chilek of the korban, the chalois pigul of koreis, is going to be chal on. These are two separate halachas and two separate dinim. Says the Blaz of Moshe, is Be'emes Meduyik. It's mashma like this in Rashi, earlier in Chof Ches Amud Beis, because Rashi over there only mentions the Minchas Koyen and the Minchas Koyen Moshiach, these korbanos which don't have any nitorian at all, these are nismayit from Besar Zevach Shlomov. Rashi doesn't mention over there the koimitz and the dam, which is a bemis, according to this cheshbon, is only learned out from our b'raisa, that there's no chivas pigul, but the Gemara over there is only discussing the korbanos which don't have any chilek and nitorian, and therefore they're totally nismayit from the parsha of pigul, and they don't even have a psula of pigul. This is a Yisodus Tikkun Mahalach from Blaz of Moshe, which is quoted later on in the Achronim, in the Minchas Avraham, is very marich. This is so that Shittas Rashi, there's two separate drashas and two separate dinim going on in this miut of Dovah She'in Lo'i Matirin. Moving further in the sugya, The Gemara discusses at the bottom of the Omer the Aloche and the Parsha of Loik Shemen Shel Metzoyer. The Gemara brings down the Machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbonon in the Aloche of a Loik Shemen Shel Metzoyer, which can be brought together with the Osham Metzoyer, and sometimes it's brought separately. It says the Gemara that when it's brought together with the Osham, there's a Machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbonon, until when is the Me'ila, if you're Nene, if you have a Noah from the Loik Shemen. Rebbe hold, says the Gemara, Luke Shemin Shem Mitzirah, the Tanakama, the Rabbonon hold, Moyalim Boy, Achi Yizri Kadam, the Me'ila is only until the Zrika, Nizra Kadam, once the Zrika of the Osham has already taken place, Loi Nenin, Veloi Moyalin, there's no Me'ila in Atiria, there's only Issa Anomi, the Rabbonon. Rebbe holds, Rebbe Oimer, Moyalin, Achi Yitim Atonoisov, there's still Issa Me'ila, until he give the Matonus of the Luke Shemin itself. Vishovin says the Gemara, even though there's a machlokes legabe the Issa Me'ila, the Issa Hanoah, but the Issa Achila, also, everyone agrees, it's also Achiyitin, Matan Sheva, Umatan Barunis, until you give both Matonis on the Luke, or from the Luke Shemen, on the Matsuria, there's Issa Achila. Now, there's Bemis, a very Yesodis thing of machlokes over here, in the whole Gemara, between Rashi, Shittas Rashi, and Shittas Rambam. And there's many differences between them, as we'll explain in the 2 days between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi over here explains the Gemara that the Issa Achila, which is mentioned that the Rabbonon agree, that it's also Ba'achila ad Matan Sheva or Matan Barinus, this Issa Achila is only Issa mid Rabbonon. Min HaTorah Be'emes, the Zrikas Damo Osham is not just Moitzi Midei Me'ila according to the Rabbonon, it is also Mate, the Loik Shemen Ba'achila, like the Gemara says later on its base. The Luk Shemin is a korban, it has a din achila, like a kodshi kodshim, like the Osham itself. And this achila is be'emes muta min HaTorah already, by the zrikas, after the zrika of the dam ha'osham, it's already mate, the Luk Shemin ba'achila. This Issa achila, which is mentioned in our Gemara, is only Issa mid Rabbonon. Issa Rashi learns, the Issa achila according to the Rabbonon, is only mid Rabbonon, but min HaTorah, the dam ha'osham is already mate, the Luk Shemin ba'achila. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara already said earlier that even according to the Rabbonon, who hold that the Me'ila goes away after the Zrikas Dama Osham, but there's still a halacha of Loi Nenin, there's Issa Hanoah mid Rabbonon. So, Me'ila, you have to understand that if there's already Issa Hanoah, that you're not even allowed to have any Hanoah from the Korban mid Rabbonon, then why do we need to have Issa Achila mid Rabbonon on the Achilas Halug if you're not allowed to anyway have Hanoah even mid Rabbonon? But the Shittim Mekubetz already explains in Ois Lamed that this Issa Hanoah, which the Rabbonon agree and hold Loi Nenin mid Rabbonon, is only until the Matan Govoya, the Matan of the Bahui, not on the Bahuinus, the Matan Lukshemen, Bifnim, the Lukshemen, as we know in the Sugya, has two Matonis. It has Matonis Bifnim, the Matan Sheva, which is a Zrika Bifnim, which is got din of a Matan Govoya, and later on, there's a loch of a Matan Bahuinus. You have to take this loik and put it on the Barinus also. There's two separate matonis. And explains the Shittim Mekubetzes, the din of Loi Nenin, which Rabbonon agreed as Issa Hanoah mid Rabbonon, this is only up till the Matan Sheva, which is the Matan Govoya. Masha'in Kain, afterwards, even before you've already given the Matan Barinus, there's no Issa mid Rabbonon to have Hanoah. Memela the Issa, which the Gemara over here says, the Issa Achila, according to the Rabbonon, is Noigea, you still need the Issa Achila after the Matan Govoya, where there's no Issa Hanoah, there's still an Issa Achila until the Matan Barinus. That's just Loshon HaGemara, which the Gemara says, Veshovin Sha'osa Ba'achila ad Matan Sheva, Matan Barinus, is a bit schwer according to Rashi, because L'chiria, the Matan Sheva, is not just also Ba'achila, it's also Ba'hanoah. But the Iker Mechuvin, the idea of the Gemara is saying that the Issa Achila continues on up till the Matan Barinus, Mashein Kein Issa Hanoah mid Rabbonon is only till the Matan Sheva. Memela, according to Shittas Rashi, it will come out that there's three separate times the Isurei Achila and Hanoah on the Luk Shemen according to Shittas Rabbonon. Min HaTorah, after the Zrika of the Dam HaOsham, everything is Muta, the Luk Shemen is Muta even by Achila. This is Min HaTorah. Mid Rabbonon, there's the Issa Hanoah, but the Issa Hanoah is only until the Matan Sheva. And there's a new Issa de Rabbonon, Ba'achila, until the Matan Barinus. These are the three stages in the Luk Shemen Shel Metzoyer, which is carried with the Osham, according to Shittas Rashi. But the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechusir Kapore, Perek Dalet Aloche Gimel, is Mavua, the Rambam Paskins, that someone who eats from the Luk Shemen Shel Metzoyer, before the Matan Behoinos, he gets Malkus, like he eats Kodshim Lifnei Zrika, just like someone who eats a Kodesh, Posa Kodesh, before the Zrika is taking place, there's a Issa Malkus. So too, if someone eats from one of the Koyanim, eats a Luk Shemesh on the Torah, before the Matan Behoinos, there's a Issa Minatoyer, and he gets Malkus for it. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam holds, that the Lashon of the Gemara, Veshovin Sha'osa Ba'achila, is Mashma, we're discussing Issa D'Oraisa, not just Issa D'Rabbanan, like Rashi says. Memeila, according to the Shita of the Rambam, the Zrika of the Dama Oshom, which is Mavur, there's no Meila anymore, according to the Rabbanon, on the Luk Shemen, after the Zrika's Dama Oshom, this is only Benegeh the Issa Meila. But the Issa Achila, to eat the Luk Shemen, it does not have a heta yet, until you finish the Matonis, even the Matan Behoinos also, only afterwards, the Shirayim, the end of the Shirayim Yalug, is Mutter Ba'achila Lukayanim. So to the Rambam, Nechus Me'ila, Peyuk Beis Halacha Yud, also is Mavur as a, he passes like the Rabbonon, and he says that only once your Koyan has already given Nosan Lebehoinos, then the Shirayim Yalug is Hutter Ba'achila, Kebosa Chatos, Ukebosa Oshom. Is Mavur also that the Rambam holds that they beforehand, there's a Issa Achila Min HaTorah, and only the Heta Achila takes place Min HaTorah only by the Matan Behoinos. So too is Mavur in the Rambam, that the Issa Hanor, which the Rabbonon say, that even though there's no Me'ila Min HaTorah, but there's still a Loinenin mid Rabbonon, is Mashma in the Rambam, that this Loinenin continues on, also all the way to the end, until the Matan Behoinos, and not like Rashi, who says that the din of the Matan, of the Issa Hanor mid Rabbonon, is only until the Matan Sheva. Me'ila, according to the Rambam, it comes out that Aloch is like this. After the Zrika of the Dama Oshom, there's a Heter Hanor Min HaTorah, there's no Me'ila anymore. But there's still Issa Achila Min HaTorah, and there's Issa Midrabbonon until the end, until the Behoinos, to be Nene from the Korban. And there's also Issa Min HaTorah to eat the Loik Shem and Shem HaTorah, all the way to the end, all the way to the Matan Behoinos. Memela, the Rambam learns the Lashon of the Gemara Kipshuta, it's very Gishmak. The Gemara says, Veshovin, even the Rabbonon agree, She'osa Ba'achila, the Loik Shemen is also Ba'achila Min HaTorah, Ad Matan Sheva U'Matan Behoinos. If the chiddush is, even though there's Issa Hanor mid Rabbonon, but there's Issa Achila Min HaTorah by the Matan Sheva and the Matan Behoinos all the way to the end, there's Issa Achila Min HaTorah. Mamila, this is a Yesodus Diga Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, whether Issa Achila over here is the Issa Achila Min HaTorah or only Issa Achila mid Rabbonon, and another Nafkemina if the Issa Hanor mid Rabbonon goes away already by the Matan Sheva or only by the Matan Behoinos. Now, Behemus, there's a few strong questions asked by the Achrinim, being on the Mahalach and the Shitta of Rashi, and being on the Mahalach of the Shitta of the Rambam, and we'll discuss each Shitta by itself. And we'll start with Shittas Rashi. As we said, Rashi Shitta is that the Machlokes between the Rebbe and the Rabbonon, whether the Dam Ha'oshom, the Zrika of the Dam Ha'oshom, is Mate, the Luk Shemen, B'Me'ila, is not just a Machlokes, Legabe Hilchus Me'ila. It is also a machlokes if the Dam Ha'oshom is mati the Luk Shemen ba'achila. Rashi holds that Min HaTorah, according to the Rabbonon, after the Zrika of the Dam Ha'oshom, you're allowed to eat the Luk Shemen Shem HaTorah. Now we find earlier in the Gemara brings down the machlokes from Meir and the Rabbonon, whether the Loig Shemen, which is Bo'im Ha'oshom, if this Korban has pigle, like it's quoted in our Mishnah, machlokes from Meir and Rabbonon, there's a machlokes if the loig, when it comes together with the oshom, do we say that the zrika of the dam oshom is called a mate on the lug enough that the lug shemesh ha'metzoyer should have a pigle? Midin, dovo sheyesh lematirin has a mate of the zrika's dam oshom. And the Gemara quotes a machlokes between Emeir and Rabbonon. Emeir holds that there is pigle because when it's boim oshom, then the zrika of the dam oshom is mate the lug. Mashenkin Rabbonon say that no, since the loy can be brought bifnei atzmoi, it can be brought as a soya yomim, like the Gemara says, memela, there's no, even when it does come together with Oshom, the Dama Oshom is not mati, the Luk Shemen Shem Mitzayir. This is the machlekes which the Gemara brings down between Emeir and Rabbonon. Rashi, in Dira Maschil, Chayovin Olav, Rashi explains that Emeir, who holds that the Luk Shemen Shem Mitzayir, which comes with the Oshom, the Dam Ha Oshom, is mati the Luk, says Rashi, the mati, which the Dam is chal, is bimechal, it's giving a heter to the lug, is for two things. First of all, it's allowing the matan of the lug. It's material le matan ba'oinois. The dama osham is being matted for the matte ba'oinois. After the zrika of the dama osham on the ba'oinois, then we go later on and do the matan ba'oinois of the lug shemen, and therefore this is the matte. So too, there's also a matte, says Rashi, the matte shiyor of la'achila. The dama osham is being matte, the shirayim of the lug ba'achila. This is how we explain Lashitas Rashi is, that even according to the Rabbanon who hold, that the lug is matter, it does not have any me'ila, it's not just a din in gaba me'ila, it's also a heta achila. The zrika of the dama osham is matter, the lug ba'achila. After the zrika, we'll have to eat the lug minatoya. Only mid the Rabbanon is esa achila, but minatoya, the zrika of the dama osham is matter ba'achila, the lug. Memele Rashi says, that are mere tainas, that when the lug Shemen comes together with the Osham, then the Dama Osham, the Zrika of the Osham, is a mati on the Lug, being to go and be matan, to do the matan ba'oinois, and also to go and allow the Achila of the Lug, Shemen Shal Mitzayir. L'chayra asks the Keren Ayra, L'chayra, a very strong question, according to Mahalach of Shittas Rashi. Be'emes, the Gemara in Menoches, Taf Tezvav and Medbeis, over there, the Gemara brings down a Braisa, discussing more Barichas, the machlikas between Remeir and Rabbonon, and Rabbonon answer back to Remeir that if, even though you hold that the lug, when it comes together with the osham, this dama osham is what's mati, the lug, but we know that a person can bring a lug separately, or a lug by itself, and when the lug osham, lug shemen, is coming by itself later, after, way after the krakrover of the osham, then the mati is not the mati of the zrika of the osham. Mamela the Rabbanon Taina, the Rabbanon ask on Remeir, and they say that since the Lukshemen can have its own hakrover bifne atzmoi later on at Asori Yomim, even if it does come together with the Osham, then the Osham is not really called a mati at all onto the Lug, since the Lug has its own hakrover even when it comes together with the Osham. This is the Taina which Rabbanon have on Shittas Remeir, and Remeir disagrees. Remeir holds that even though it has hakrover bifne atzmoi, but when it comes together with the Osham, then the Osham is Be'emes, yeah, the Mati onto the Lug. Asks the Keren Ayra, so to the Biskerov over here, asks Mubariches, that Bishloimer, if the whole Nidin, the whole Machloikes is only Benegea, the Matan Behoinois, what is Bimati, the Matan Behoinois of the Lug? Then we can understand this Machloikes between Remeir and Rabbonon. Remeir holds that even though when it comes by itself, there's nothing mati to the matan ba'oinois, but afapikain, even so, when it comes together with the osham, then the zrika of the osham is what's allowing us to continue to do the matan ba'oinois of the lug. And Rabbanon disagree, Rabbanon hold, even when it comes with the osham, there's no mati of the matan, of the zrika of the osham to do the matan ba'oinois. But since Rashi holds that when the osham, the lug shemen is coming together with the osham, then the zrika of the osham is not just being allowing us to continue with the matan ba'oinois, but it's also being mati the shirayim ba'achila min atayir. There's a poshita mati of the shirayim ba'achila. Then l'chayr on that, the Rabbanon's taina is not a taina. Enochanami, the lug shemen can come by itself, but when it comes by itself, then what's mati it ba'achila? It's own matonois, and mamela, it doesn't have a different mati. Mashenkin, when it comes together with the osham, then what is mati this lug ba'achila? The zrika of the dama osham. And on that, l'chayr, there's no taina to say that it could come by itself. Because at the end of the day, practically speaking, when it's coming together with the osham, what is bimate ba'achila, the lug shemen, is the zrika of the dama osham. Memela, on this, the l'chayr, what is the taina back that it could come by itself? At the end of the day, there's a poshita mate of the dama osham, which is mate, the lug shemen ba'achila. L'chayr, this is a clear riot to Shittas HaRambam, that even according to the Rabbonon, there's no heta achila for the by the zrika of the dama osham. The whole heta is only heta meila, but there's no heta of achila, and there's the issa achila min atayra even after the zrika of the dama osham. And meila, there's no mati of the zrika of the dama osham ba achila. It's not mati the shiori ba achila. The only mati which is being discussed is the mati to allow us to continue and do the matan bahoinis of the lug, and on that there's a machlekes, is it its own akrova when it comes together with the osham, or is it not? But if there's going to be a contrary, actually there's a posha to mati ba'achila, l'chira, we have to understand what is the taina of Rabbanon back to Remeir, which is l'chira tzorchin in Shittas Rashi. The Chazanish also is where you marry Chisim in Yudalet, Sifkot and Dalet, to go and ask other questions also on Shittas Rashi. But this is a strong question, l'chira. According to Rashi, there's a posha to mati going on over here, which is mati ba'achila. How can a Rabbanon argue in a mayor and say there's no mati in a case where it's brought together with the Osham? And for further discussion on this point, you can look in Minchas Avraham, he's marich over here to try and be miyashiv Shittas Rashi from this kasha of the Achrinim. Al-Kaponim, this is a discussion which the Achrinim discuss, a kasha on the Mahalach of Shittas Rashi, who holds that the Zrika of the Dama Osham, according to Rabbonon, is not just Mati, the Issa Me'ila, it is also takes away, and is Mati, the Heta of Achila min Atir, and is only Issa Achila mid Rabbonon. Now we'll continue on, a kasha which the Achrinim ask, on the Shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam, as we discussed, holds that the Issa Achila is Issa Achila min Atir, until Matan Behoinois, and the Rabbonon who hold that the Dama Osham is Mati, and it takes away from Me'ila, it's only Alochi Me'ila, but there's Issa Achila min Atir, and what is allowing the Heta Achila on the Luk Shemen is only the Matan Behoinois of the Luk Shemen itself. Asks the Rikokos in Ilchus Mechusi Kapore, that since the Rabbonon, according to the Rambam, hold, there's no Heta for the Koyanim through the Zrik of the Dama Osham, then what is the Bemis Lavona? How do we understand Shittas Rabbonon that there's no Me'ila anymore after the Zrika of the Dama Osham? We know from the first Perik in Me'ila, Bariches, the Yesoid of Me'ila is always Tolui until the Koyanim have a Heta Achila. Up till the Koyanim's Heta Achila, there's a Din of Kodshe Hashem, and this is the Parsha of Me'ila. Once the Koyanim already have a Heta Achila, normally by Kodshim after Zrika, then there's halacha that since the Koyanim have a Heta Achila, the Kodshi Hashem goes away and there's no Me'ila anymore. And always, this is the klal, if something is Mutar ba'Achila, then it's not anymore Kodshi Hashem, and only then is Poka, the Issa Me'ila. Me'ila, we have to understand, Bishloim according to Rashi, who holds that the Zrika according to the Rabbonon of Dama Osham, is Mati ready ba'Achila for the Koyanim in Atir. Me'ila, it's very well understood that the Rabbonon hold that the Issa Me'ila goes away straight away from Zrikas Dama Osham because there's already a Heta Achila min Atir. Mashenkin according to the Rambam, who holds that the Issa Achila of the Lug is still not mutter for the Koyanim to eat after the Zrika of the Dama Osham. But they have to wait until the Matan Behoinois. Then why do the Rabbonon hold that when you do the Zrika of the Dama Osham should go away the Issa Me'ila? Since the Koyanim are still Issa Achila min Atir, why is it not Kodshi Hashem? What happened after the Zrika of the Osham to allow the Parsha of Me'ila to go away and there's no Me'ila like is Mavur in the Gemara straight away after the Zrika of the Dama Osham? L'chir, this is a raya to Shittas Rashi that with the Zrika of the Dama Osham there's no Issa Achila. And they all ask the Kala, Achrinim ask the Kasha, the Karanuri over here is Marich, so to the Sfasemes, and the Biskarov in his Sefer Nichas Me'ila, Ba'arichas, to understand the Shitta of the Rambam, how do we say that according to the Rabbanon, there's no Issa Me'ila after Zrika, if there's still an Issa Achila Lokoyanim? Explains the Biskarov in his Sefer, that Ba'emes, if we look in the Lashon of the Rambam in Nichas Me'ila, we find that when the Rambam discusses the things, the Korbonos, which have a Parsha of Me'ila, the Rambam mentions that the Lukshemen Shal Matzoyer is also a Korban, which has a Parsha of Me'ila. But the Rambam says, when he says this Halacha, that the Lukshemen Shal Matzoyer has Me'ila, he says, this Din is in a case where the Lukshemen comes together with the Osham. Then, the Rambam says there's a Halacha of Me'ila on the Lukshemen when it's Boim or Osham. But the Rambam never discusses the Halacha of the Lukshemen Shal Matzoyer when it comes by itself. And the Keren Uriah Bemis asks already on the Rambam, so to the Sfasemes, why does the Rambam not mention the Parsha of Me'ila when the Luik Shemen comes by itself? Says the Biskarov, L'Alechiris Mavu over here in Shittas Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Luik Shemen, even though we know the Halacha is that there's Matan, besides the Matan Behoinois, there's also a Matan Sheva Bifnim, you have to do a Zrika on the Shemen. Afal Pekein, this is not enough to give a Halacha of Kodshei Hashem and the Parsha of Me'ila on the Luik Shemen Shal Matzoyer. The Luik Shemen Shal Matzoyer itself even though it has some kind of matona libifnim, a matan sheva bifnim, but it's not enough to give it a Torah as kol shei Hashem. The only reason why the Luk Shemen has a parsha of Me'ilah and it's included in Kodshei Hashem is only because it's included in the Kodshei Hashem of the Oshom. When it comes together with the Oshom, then the same Kodshei Hashem and the Torah's Korban of the Oshom includes the Luk Shemen Shemetzoyah, and Me'ilah, the Luk Shemen also has this halacha of a Korban of Kodshei Hashem which the Oshom has. And this is Gurim, this causes that there's a parsha of Me'ilah also onto the Luk Shemen. But the Luk Shemen Shemetzoyah by itself, in a case where it's not Koyev in Oshom, then Be'emes, there's no parsha of Me'ilah. And there's no din of Me'ilah on the Luk Shemen, Abob Ifni Atzmui. Only when the Luk Shemen comes together with the Oshom, then there's a parsha of Me'ilah, like it's Mashma in the Lashonis of the Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ilah. Me'ilah explains to Biskayov, this is very well explained, why the Rabbanon hold that after the Zrika of the Oshom, there's no Me'ilah anymore in the Luk Shemen, because even though we said that according to the Rabbanon, there's the Issa Achilam in Atoyer, and there's no Shas Heter Lekoyanim yet, but since the whole reason why there's a Chlal, a Parsha of Me'ilah on the Luk Shemen, is only because of the Toyas Korban of the Oshom, and this includes the Luk Shemen also, but since the Oshom has already had the Zrika done, and Me'ilah, the Kodshei Hashem of the Oshom has already gone away, this Me'ilah, Mafkia, the Parsha's Me'ilah on the Luk Shemen, since the Luk Shemen mitzad atzmoy for itself doesn't have a parsha of Me'ilah, and when it comes by itself, there's memes no parsha of Me'ilah on the Luk Shemen Shemetzir, and Me'ilah, straight away, when the Oshom is ready finished, it's Akrova, it's also Mafkia, the parsha of Me'ilah from the Luk Shemen Shemetzir. This is the shita of the Rambam, that even though it's still also by Achila, but there's still no din Me'ilah on the Luk Shemen. Be'emes is a big chiddush la'alocha, this is the Biskayov takes out from Shittas Rambam, that the parsha of Me'ilah of Luk Shemen Shemetzir, which we find in our sugya, is only in the case where it's Boim Oshom, but not in the case where it's Koyev Bifnei Atzmoy. And the Biskayov is Ma'irich on the Gemara Nomid Beis, that the Matanois of Shorile, which the Gemara discusses, is not discussing the halacha of a Heter Me'ilah, because Be'emes, there's no parsha of Me'ilah when it's Bob Ifnei Atzmoy. It's only discussing the Indian of Achila, and to be Magde, that should be called a real Mate, like his Ma'irich over there in his Sefer, but Be'emes, there's no parsha of Me'ilah when it's Bob Ifnei Atzmoy. Now this is not like the Keren Oyer and the Sfasemes who take on Bipshitas, that the halacha of Me'ilah by Luk Shemen Shemetzir is even in the case where it's bore by itself, because it has its own Torah as Kodshei Hashem, because of its own matonos. And Me'ilah, the Kainur says, that according to the Rambam, maybe even the Matan Bahoinos, until the Matan Bahoinos, there should be a parsha of Me'ilah when it's bore Bifnei Atzmoy. But Al Koponim, they take on Bipshitas, that the parsha of Me'ilah is even in the case where it's bore Bifnei Atzmoy, but the Biskayov is Mechadesh, that according to the Rambam, it's only in the case where it's Boim Ma'oshom, but not in the case where it's Bo Bifnei Atzmoy, and Me'ila, the parsha of Me'ila goes away after the Zrika, even though there's no Shas Heter Lekoyanim until the Matan Bohinus of the Luk Shemen Shemetzir. It's a Chidush HaMachlekes to understand the Shittas Rambam if there's a parsha of Me'ila on the Luk Shemen HaBo Bifnei Atzmoy. And you say this to Geshayla in Hilchus Me'ila on the Luk Shemen. Moving further on, the Gemara Nomad Base. The Gemara brings down the Pasuk in Pashas Koyach, which we learn out all the Dine Matnas Corner, and from here we learn Kol Korbonom Lerabbis Luk Shemen Shemetzir, and the Gemara continues on to be Darshan from this Pasuk in Pashas Koyach, all the Matnas Corner, the various Matonas which the Kohenim get. The Gemara says in the middle of the Omer, Ashe Yoshivu, which says over there in the Pasuk, is coming to be Marube Gezel Agir, like Rashi explains, Agir Shemeis Vein Yoshim. Then the Kohanim of Zeicha in this money, the Gezel Ager, the Keren V'chimesh, which you don't have to give to the Bailim in the Oshom, and you give to the Kohanim. This is one of the Matnas Kohuna. The Gemara says, another Drosha, Asher Yoshivu, also it says in the Pasuk, L'chohu, says the Gemara, Shelcho Yiyah, Afile L'kadish Bo'yeseh Isha. This money which the Kohanim get is a Momen Hediyat. It belongs to the Kohanim himself, and they're allowed to use this money for their own purpose to go Mim L'kadish Isha. Tosfos is in Deva Maschil Afilu is Meirich from Rashi in Menoches Memhei Amud Beis at the end of the Omid. Rashi says that the din of Rav Huna, who says that there's a Zchia Mishulchon Gavoya, that the Kohanim get Koner Yashem and the Nosim Le Kohanim, there was a Zchus which the Eibshter gave Mishulchon Gavoya to the Kohanim, This is referring to Gezel Ager. Gezel Ager is a zechir which the Kohanim get Mishulchan Gavoya. So Rashi says in Menachis, Ask Toisvus, Al-Khir, this is a steer to Al Gemara. Because Al Gemara is Mefurish that we learn out from the Pasuk of Lechot Ehei, that the Kohanim have a zechus in the Momoin, like Momoin had it, it's their own money, and they can use it even like Kaddish Bersi Isha. And L'Khir says Toisvus, if we would say, that Gezel Ager Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, it's a Kinyan which the Kohanim have, like Kodshim Mishulchan Gavoya, then the Gemara is Mavurin Kedushin Umbeisim Edbeis in the Mishnah, that you can't be Mekadish, a Kohen cannot be Mekadish Aisha, Bechelkoi, Be Mekodshim Kodshim, Be Mekodshim Kalim, when you're Beis Aglili over there, August Bekodshim Kalim, Baal Koponim, the din of Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu tells us that this is not really your own money to use for your own purposes, the Kaddish Aisha. And Mamela, it's a shver, if Rashi says, I guess, lagir, Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, how could it be that you're allowed to be Mekadish Isha? Mamela, Tosis argues and Tosis says, that Gezel lagir, you do not have the aloha Mishulchan Gavoya, and it's a normal momentous, a momin hediot. Tosis at the end of the Tosis asks, that if Behemoth is a momin hediot, then why do we need a posuk over here, Lashem telling us that you can Mekadish Isha? It's his poshet. It's a poshet of momin hediot. What is the necessity to have a kinyan, extra posuk over here that it's his own kinyan, if anyway it is not included in the klal of Kono Yashem v'nosni lekeyanim. Reb Chaim in the Sefer al Rambam in Hilchos Bechoris explains Shitas Rashi, that Rashi says in Menachos that the Gezel Ager Bemis is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, and Afal Pikein, you see Mefurish in our Gemara, that we have a Mekoy telling us that the Gezel Ager is for the Kohanim themselves, even the Kaddish Beis Isha. Explains Reb Chaim, that Bemis the Gemara in Baba Kama, in Kuf Yudom at Beis, the Gemara discusses over there in the Sugya of Gezel Ager, and says the Gemara, the Maskona, Ein Chulkin Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager, when the Kohanim on the Mishmoris, they're splitting up the Gezel Ager between themselves, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to go and switch different chalokim between the Kohanim, Ein Chulkin Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager, like we find in the Sugya and Kedushin Nun Gimel, that you're not allowed to be chulik, you're not allowed to switch, the Kohanim are not allowed to say that I will get this part of the chatos and I'll switch it for this part of your korban. Every Kohen gets an equal portion in every chelik, and Ein Chulkin, you're not allowed to be chelik, one chelik, Keneged, a different chelik from a different Kohen. Now, says Reb Chaim, the reason for such a din is Mavur of Edenig Mal Kiddushin, is because Emes, this chalukah is not their own money, it's a money which is the Zeicha Mishulchan Gavoya, and it's Kono Yashem V'nosnu Ilokeyanim, and therefore, it cannot be treated like their own money, like normal Yerushas, that they can do a din chalukah. Memela, in this halacha, which we find also by Gezel Ager in the Gemara Baba Kama, that Ein Chulkin Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager, L'chiz Mefurish, says Reb Chaim, like Shitas Rashi, that this chalukah of Gezel Ager is b'emes hazchiyah mishulchan gavoya, because otherwise there won't be a shalocha that you're not allowed to go and switch and swap with a different kohen in chulkin Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager. Memela says Reb Chaim that b'emes Rashi holds that mishulchan gavoya applies Kone Hashem even to Gezel Ager also. The drasha which you find in our Gemara that l'cho yehei, that it belongs to the kohenim even l'kaddish asarisho, is a chidush telling us that after the chalukah, once the Kohen himself has already been zoicha, for because of his chus from being part of the mishmar, he has already been zoicha in the Gezel Ager, now the money by him, we look at it like poshete, momen hedit, and he's allowed to go and use this money, lekadish boyese isha. Now means enecha nami, the chalukah, before he's been zoicha, there, the chalukah is not like a poshet and momenus, but it's alocha mishulchan gavoya. But we learn out of the posuk of l'cho yehei that after the kohen has already been zeich in the money, he has alocha momen hedit and he's allowed to use it even l'kaddish be'es isha, like his mavur in our gemara. The gemara in kedushin, which is mavur that by kodshim, because mishulchan gavoya kozochu, they cannot use this Kodshim, Lekadish Beis Isha, says Reb Chaim, the reason is, because we do not have this Pasuk telling us, L'cho Yehei, that it is yours after the Chalukah, and therefore even after the Chalukah, the Gemara's got another Pasuk of Misurif, that it belongs Minoish, that the, even after the Chalukah, it is still a Kinyan, Konei Hashem and Nosu Lekoyanim, and we still look at the Momenus, like Mishulchan Gavoya, and it is not the own Momen, like other Momen Hediot. Memela by Kodshim, the Mishulchan Gavoya continues on even after the Zchir, even after the Chalukah. Memela, they cannot use this Korban to go Mimakadosh Eisho. Mashein Kein, Gezel Agir, Enochanami, we see in the Gemara Baba Kama, Ein Chulkin Gezel Agir, connected to Gezel Agir. But this is only a din before the Chalukah. The Chalukah is a Chalukah which the Zoycha from the Dimishmar, and this is Be'emes Akonoi Hashem. But afterwards, when the Kohenim get hold of this Gezel Agir, it is their own money, Mom and Hedid, used even the Kaddish Ve'es Isha, like it's Bavu in our Gemara, Memela it's Kishmak. Why, Be'emes, we need a Posuk to tell us that it is their own money, the Kaddish Ve'es Isha, whereas in Kodjim, we do not have this Posuk, Memela, there's a Halacha of Konoi Hashem and also the Kohenim continues on, even after the Chalukah. And Chaim explains over there, Bariches, this difference between Gezel Agir and other Kodshim, where the difference after the Chalukah, it changes over by Gezel Agir to become Momin Hedyet. This is how Reb Chaim explains Shitas Rashi, and to answer from our Tosfos Kashas by us in the Sugya in Zvachim. Moving further on in the Gemara brings down Tanya, Reb Lezer Oimer, Mishum Reb Yosi, Augis as Reb Yosi Aglili. They take out the word Reb Yosi Aglili, Shishitas Reb Yosi. Pigel, bedovo anase bechutz is pigel, bedovo anase befnim is loy pigel. And the Gemara says, Ketzad, hoy oimet bechutz, vor omar ini shoychet, lahazis midomo ilomocha loy pigel, shemachshova bechutz, bedovo anase befnim loy pigel. The Gemara continues on, cases where even according to Reb Yosi, there's no pigel, but only chutz al chutz, then there's a machshavis pigel, works even bechatois hapnimius. Now, be'emes, in this shit of Reb Yosi, which we'll see soon, the Rambam Paskins, like Reb Yosi La'alocha, is the very Yosidus Diga Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Shittas Reb Yosi. Tosfos earlier on in Daf Yudalad Omad Aleph says that Reb Yosi holds like Shittas Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. We had a Machlokes Reb Shimon and a Rabbonon, if there's a Machsheves Pigel by Chatois Apnimiois, because Reb Shimon says it has to be Dumya Dishlomim, which is a Korban, which is Nizrak al Mizbeach Achitzoin. Mizbeach HaPnimi, any korban on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, does not have any machshavah spigel. And Rabbanon disagree, Rabbanon hold that there is a machshavah by Chatois HaPnimius. Says Tosfos, Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon, that we learn Adumya Dishlomim, that the korban machshavah only works on a korban, which is a korban chitzoini, a chatzos chitzoinis, mashenken a chatzos HaPnimius, does not have any pigel. But Reb Yosi, is not totally like Shittas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Korban Pnimi, or Korban Chatos HaPnimis, does not have any pigel at all. And Reb Yosi says, it depends on the avoidos of Pnim. Either you're mechashiv on the avoidos of Pnim, or you're standing and you're doing the avoidos Pnim, then there's no machshove on the Chatos HaPnimis. Mashein Kein, whereas if you're doing a avoidos bachutz on the Chatos HaPnimis, and you also be mechashiv the machsheves pigel onto an avoida bachutz, then a b'yosi holds not like a b'shimen, and a b'yosi holds chutz al chutz is enough to say that it's dumya dishlomim, and you could go and be mefagel even a korban of a chatzos apnimis. And it's mefurish like this also in the Ravid in Toras Kohanim, Parashas Tzav, Perek Yud Gimel Alochaches. The Ravid explains everyone learns out that pigel has to be similar to the shlomim. The Rabbanon hold that the shlomim is nizrak al mizbeach. Memela, any Mizbeach is okay, even Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mashenkin Reb Shimon holds that any Korban, which is Koyev on Mizbeach HaPnimi, does not have a Machsheves Pigel. And Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon, but he's Mekel by Chutz al Chutz. And he holds that only in a case where you have a Tzad Pnim, either because the Machshove is on there, or because you're Oived, B'shas Da'avoida in Pnim, then there's no Machshove. Says Reivid, Kol Shekein, according to Reb Yosi, if you're Mechashiv on a Machsheves Avoido bifnim, and you're also been doing the avoido bifnim, where it's a pnim al pnim. Kol shekein, according to Reb Yosi, this is a problem, and there's no machsheves pigel. Only chutz al chutz, then Reb Yosi holds that this is okay, this is enough to say it's dumi d'shlomim that it has a machsheves pigel. Tosfos by us, and so too earlier in Yudal Amud Aleph, he asks that according to Reb Yosi, who's mavur, that any time the kohen's inside, he cannot have a machsheves pigel. Memela Shref in the Gemara, which Reb Yosi himself discusses in Gittin Nundalad Omid Beis, that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur could be Mefagel, and it's Mashma, we're talking about Machsheves Pigel. which is a chayyah stira to our Rabbi Yossi, where we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that any machshava bifnim cannot work, and there's no machshavas pigul. And Tosfos says al koponim should be a psul of pigul, even though there's no machshavas pigul to enough to be chayiv koris. This is ushitas at Tosfos and the Ravid. But says the Karin Uyre, if we look in the Rambam, it's muchach that the Rambam had a different mahalach in understanding shitas Rabbi Yossi. The Menchas Chinuch also, in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalet, he points this out, that listed L'choy Muchach in the Shitta of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, as we said, paskins like Rabbi Yossi, in Hilchus Psula Mikdoshi, in Perik Yudzayin, Aloche Dalet, and he says that any machshove, michutz al pnim, oi pnim al chutz, there's no machshove spigul. And Afal Pikein, even so, the Rambam paskins later on over there in Perik Yudzayin, that there is a machshove spigul on the korban of the pnimiyos, on the Yom Kippur, on the Palim Dovah Shel Tzibur, which do as zoyis bifnim, on the inside, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, says the Rambam, there's machsheves pigul on hazoyis pnim. And the Rambam says even Tvilas Etzpa of these hazoyis have a machsheves pigul. Now, this is very schwer, since the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that there's a problem of mach any tzad pnim, where, bein if the avoidos bifnim, and bein if we be mechashiv onto avoidas pnim, there's a problem, it's not Dumi Dishlomim. And we said, the Ravid says, Kol Shekein, Pnim Al Pnim, is a problem. Because we're going with Shetaseb Shimon. Memela, how can a Rambam, who paskes like Rabbi Yossi, say there's a case of Pigel, even in a case of Azoyis, Pnimiyos, where L'chir, you're standing inside, Akoponim, Badim Izbeach HaPnimi, Badim Yom Kippur, even Bein Abadim, and in these cases, L'chir, there's no case of Pigel, according to Shetaseb Yossi. So says the Karinari on the Minchas Chinuch, that it is muchach in the Rambam, that Rabbi Yossi Be'emes is a different halacha and new shaykhis to the shita of Ibshimon. In the machlokes, which we have in our Mishnah between Ibshimon and Rabbonon, Rabbi Yossi holds that Rabbonon, that even on a korban, pnim, on a chatois apnimiois, also there's a machsheves pigul. And Memele says the Rambam, that you can have a machshove if you have a machshove b'shas azois apnimiois, even though it's a korban pnim. Rabbi Yossi's halacha over here in our sugya is a different halacha. Rabbi Yossi learns out from Shlomim that is halacha that the machshavas pigul only works if the machshava and the avoida are in the same place. That means, in order to have a machshavas pigul, one cannot be mechashiv on avoida bifnim if he's standing now and doing an avoida bachutz. So too, if he's doing an avoida bifnim, he cannot be mechashiv on an avoida, which he's going to do later, bachutz. But if he's mechashiv, a machshoves pnim, when he's standing bifnim, and he's doing an avoida bifnim, then it's not a problem. Pnim al pnim, since both are in the same place, this is not a problem according to Shittas Rabbi Yossi. And the Braisa, who says by us, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a machshove of chutz al chutz, is lav dafke, it's not dafke the case where it's chutz al chutz. The ikkar nekuda of the Gemara is that the machshove and the avoida are taking place in the same place. And memela hu adin if it be pnim al pnim, the ikkar problem according to Rabbi Yossi is only if it's going to be in two different places, the machshove and the avoida, chutz al pnim or pnim al chutz. Masheike chutz al chutz and hu adin pnim al pnim, there's also okay according to Rabbi Yossi, since he holds like the Rabbonon that a korban pnim does have a machshaves pigul. Memela, the Rambam, who says there's a case of machshaves pigul by the korban of Yom Kippur, but the Hazoyes HaPnimios is discussing a case where the Kohen is standing during the Hazoya and he's being mechashiv on a different avodas pnim, either of one set of Hazoyes onto the other set of Hazoyes b'mizbeach HaPnimi, or in the Mizbeach HaPnimi itself, from one Hazor onto the other Hazor. This is a machshava of Pnim al Pnim, which is okay, even according to Rabbi Yossi, since there's no problem of being mechashiv onto a different place, and the whole chisorin is only if it's Pnim al Chutz, or Chutz al Pnim. And by emesis is Meduyik Nebraisa, which says at the beginning in Eresha, Hoye Oymed Bachutz, the Gemara says that the case is where he's standing outside. Now, if the Ikan Nekuda is that he's been mechashiv on Avodas Pnim, then even if he's standing inside, it's a problem. Learns the Rambam that this problem is only because he's standing outside. But if he'll be standing inside, then Be'emes Pnim al Pnim is a machshove. And the reason why the Gemara only discusses Chutz al Chutz is because the Gemara is discussing a Korban Shlomim. But if he'll be a Korban of Chatois HaPnimiois, which is learnt out from the Shlomim, then Be'emes even Pnim al Pnim is also a Machshava. This is the Shittas HaRambam, that even according to Reb Yossi, a different Havana in Ganson, a total different Havana in Shittas Reb Yossi, it is not a problem of Pnim. The problem is that it's two different places, the Machshava and the Avodah, Mashenkin in the same place, even Pnim al Pnim, does work a Machshaves Pigel. Now just one point more to point out in the Rambam, the Rambam's Mashma over there, that there's a case of Machshava on Hazoyis of the Yom Kippur. All the Hazoyis on the Mizbeach can have a Machsheves Pigel. Now if we say according to the Rambam, the only case is a Pnim al Pnim, we have to understand, L'choria, the last Hazoyah, how does he have a Machshava onto a different Hazoyah Bifnim? There's no more Avodas Bifnim going to take place. Mamelo, we have to understand, how can a Rambam say that he can be Mechashiv in all the Hazoyahs? This is the kasha which the Michas Chinuch asks in Kuf Mem Daled Oy Zayin and Iblais Batzorichin Godoil, and so too the Kerenoyer asks the kasha that L'chirah, what the Rambam says that there's a machshav in all the Hazoyahs, L'chirah, this is a Shverkeit, because the last Hazoyah, there's no case of Pnim al Pnim. We find interesting Teretz in Mishnah Seb Aaron in Simen Tezayin, he says that we're talking about a case where the Kohen was Mechashiv on the last Hazoyah, that he's going to do the Aktoras Imurin on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which this will make a Machshava of Pnim al Pnim. Now even though we know that the Aktorah normally takes place on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, but the Kohen, he was Mechashiv to do the Aktorah on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and if B'dieved, he was Male, the Aktorah, and he did the Aktorah on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Rambam Paskins in Sulam Mikdoshim, Per Gimel Aloch Yud Ches, the any emurim which was olu al apnimi is lo yerdu. Therefore, it's a kiyum aktorah, and memela the kohen can be mechashiv to do the aktorah on mizbeach apnimi. It will remain a machshava of pnim al pnim, and this could be a chatimtze where even by the last hazoah also he has a case where he's mechashiv pnim al pnim. This is a chidush that the machshava which the kohen is mechashiv to do the aktorah inside is called a machshava, machshava spigel of pnim al pnim, even though the aktorah normally is done outside. Similarly, the Sfasemes says some similar teretz in Menochis Tezayin Amud Beis legabe the Shvicha Shirayim, that he's been mechashiv during the last hazoya to do the Shvicha Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Even though the Chiri, this is schwer to understand because Shvicha Shirayim, the Chiri doesn't have a halacha of Olelu Yedu in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Al Koponim, this is the Shittas HaRambam, that any machshava or pnim al pnim does work. The Biskirov just adds on that according to the Rambam, that the machshava according to Reb Yossi is a chisorion, nothing to do with the Shittas Reb Shimon, but it is a chisorion mitzad the machshava, it's in two different places, then l'chira even a psul of pigul will not apply. Since it's a chisorion be'etzem in the machshavas pigul, not like Shittas Reb Yossi earlier, not like the Shittas Reb Shimon earlier in Daf Yudaled Omed Aleph. But Tosfos' question, which Tosfos was mechiach that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's also a psul from the fact that we find that Rabbi Yossi holds that the machsheves pigel on Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, Tosfos' kasha is b'chlal not shve, because Tosfos' Rambam holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, it does have a chatimtza to be mechashiv and machsheves pigel even on Yom Kippur bifnim, if the machshava is pnim al pnim. Memela, Tosfos' kasha is not shve at all, and Tosfos l'shitosam had to answer that according to Reb Yossi there's a psul of pigel, just like Shittas Reb Shimon, Mashenkin according to the Rambam, according to Reb Yossi, maybe there's not even a psul of pigel, and it is not similar to Shittas Reb Shimon, which is a chisorin mitzad the korban, Mashenkin a chisorin of Reb Yossi, even a psul of pigel will not apply. This is a isofer which the Biskirov says according to the Mahalach of the Shittas Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.